Welcome to Cook 30. I'm Jeremy Dixon from the Revive Cafes and also wrote the Revive Cafe Cookbooks. And today I'm going to share with you a delicious meal using the principles from my cafes. Cook 30 food is all about using whole grains, plant-based proteins. We're going to be using a lot of fruit and vegetables and wrapping them all together with delicious herbs and spices. And the best part is you don't need to spend hours slaving away in the kitchen. In the next 30 minutes, I'm going to show you a delicious meal that you can prepare for your family. On the menu today, we have a supercharged, savoury breakfast bowl with all my favourite breakfast ingredients. We have honey ginger tofu, sweet potato O'Brien, some Mediterranean vegetables with black beans and some toasted nuts, and also some buckwheat. And to finish it off, my most favourite smoothie ever, a blueberry power shake. So, getting a meal done really quickly does not happen by accident. You've got to be really, really prepared. So the fridge and cupboard are loaded with all the ingredients I need. I've got a clear workspace, some ingredients out already, chopping board, good sharp knife ready to go, pans on the stove, the oven's heating up, there's boiling water in the jug, and now we're ready to start. So first job, we are going to be doing the sweet potato O'Brien. And this is just a lovely, 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 lovely dish. And we're going to be using kumara, which is kumara in my country, but it's also sweet potato. And we're just going to just chop these really, really finely. So we're just going to just cut them into strips like that. And we're going to chop the ends off as well. And it's just a really nice mingle of sweet potato with some other tasty ingredients. And we're going to roast these, so we want to make sure we get them in the oven early and don't hold up the meal. So it's quite nice having a savoury breakfast bowl. It's just kind of something different to have for breakfast rather than the normal, you know, kind of sweet things we generally have. So basically just put them together and just keep chopping like this. Don't need to be too tidy, but you want reasonably small slices. We want it to cook fast, and the potato O'Brien thing is generally reasonably finely diced sweet potato. So just keep chopping nicely, and eventually you get it all done. So we've probably got about around 3 to 4 cups, but the actual quantities is not all that critical with this kind of a dish. I've got some capsicum. I found 2 halves in the fridge, so that's a much more economical way of doing it rather than using a new whole one. And again, just dicing it up relatively finely, but not obsessively so. It's really important to have a really sharp knife when cutting something like this, because it's very easy for the knife to slip off the sides and get your fingers, which is not much fun. Now, often I just put the vegetables straight onto an oven tray, but you kind of, because they're kind of small bits and we want to use not too much oil, I'd like to I'll oil them in the bowl, and you do a much better job if you can mix things with oil in a bowl. Just get the skin off this onion. And just dice this up as well. A little bit of cutting required here. All those lovely ingredients. So we're going to put in around about just over a tablespoon of oil there and mix that around. Should just mix like this. Oh, and some salt as well. It's probably about half a teaspoon. And just mix it around, and within a few tosses this should be all reasonably easily done. Now, a really good cleaning time-saving technique is using some baking paper in the tray. This will just save us a bit of cleanup later as well, and also help stop it sticking if it does be inclined to do so. But this should be reasonably well oiled, so you want it really evenly. Everything kind of cooks fast and evenly. Look at that. You know that's going to taste good when that comes out of the oven, don't you? And this doesn't need any extra flavourings, just a little bit of oil and salt works really, really well with this. So probably around about 20 minutes, and we're at 350 Fahrenheit, which is around about 180 degrees Celsius. So first job is done. So we're going to work on the tofu next. So I'll just get the pan heated up. Now tofu has a reputation for being really bland and boring, and you may have tried it before and thought, tofu, yuck, I'm never going to try this again, but give this one a go, it's actually really, really delicious. So tofu comes like this, it's made from soybeans. We want about 600 grams or about, 20 ounces. So it's probably around about this much. And we're just going to dice it up into, again, small little cubes. So you want to make sure you economise on your cuts again. And we'll just go through each slice and make little strips. If you can hold it together, it makes it much easier. Doesn't matter if it's too wonky or it's not straight. It's all part of the rusticness of cooking. There we go. And just when you get to the final lot, it's just easy. And we're just going to start with a little bit of oil. We're not deep frying. It's just probably around about just over a teaspoon of oil. We're not making a large puddle of oil at the bottom. Just a little bit, just to stop it from sticking, and give it a little bit of. Helps it cook and gives a little bit of flavour. Let's turn that up a bit, get it going. But we need to add some flavour, because by itself that's not going to do much. So our favourite ingredient today we're going to use is ginger. And ginger goes really well with tofu, so I've just got a slab of ginger. Often I'll use kind of squeezy ginger, but it's quite nice sometimes to go to the extra trouble to use an actual real piece of ginger, and it has a bit more flavour in it as well. Got a bit more time in this particular recipe. So just make sure you cut off all the woody parts of it. And you can either chop it up, but it's quite nice just to grate it in. And we'll just grate that in with this little, you can use a normal hand grater. This is kind of more of a zester type thing. Or you can just chop it up. And as you can see, it just kind of comes out the bottom as its own little ginger puree. But this ginger really goes well with tofu, so we probably want around about a tablespoon all up. Keep going. Don't be scared to put more on than you need. And ginger's quite hot when it's raw, but when it's cooked, it just has this really nice mellow ginger flavour. So we'll just kind of sweep that off. There we go. And we need, now we're going to put a bit of turmeric in. Tofu looks a little bit kind of boring being white and plain, so we're going to put around about half a teaspoon of turmeric in, and this just gives it a really nice yellow colour that'll help things along. And because it's honey ginger tofu, we're going to add some honey. So around about 2 tablespoons. Now I'm just going to let that just sit there on the top for the meantime, just until the tofu starts to heat up, and then we'll give it a good stir around later. So we'll get that underway. And come back to that and give it a stir later. Now it's time to do the Mediterranean vegetables. So we're going to get some tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and some zucchini from the fridge. And we're just going to chop these up. So zucchini are a really nice vegetable to have for breakfast. So just chop off the ends. Now these shrink down somewhat, so you kind of want to leave them quite big when you're cutting them. But quite a nice cut is to actually cut them in half and just diagonally chop them. So just go like that. So you've got nice big diagonal, just nice big chunks. They're kind of just quite pleasant to eat. So we'll just quickly whip through those. And we'll put these in the pan here. So I'll turn that on. And we'll put a little bit of oil in there. And again, just probably about a teaspoon or so. Nothing much, just to stop them from sticking on the bottom. And we're going to put a bit of garlic in as well. So 2 cloves of garlic, which will make the flavours really nice. Just put the garlic straight in the garlic press like that. Makes your job much, much easier. So we've got some little cherry tomatoes here. And we're just basically going to just put them in like this. So just tip them in. So probably around about a cup of each. We've got two different colours. You can just use normal tomatoes if you wanted to. But they'll just kind of, we don't want to overcook these. We just want to just have a light cook, just so they're nice and warm. And they just make a really nice, colourful vegetable accompaniment to this. We'll probably just salt them a little bit as well. Just a touch of salt, probably about a quarter of a teaspoon. And I forgot to salt the tofu before, so I'll just put about probably quarter to half a teaspoon in there as well. So I think that tofu needs a bit of a stir. Look at that. Ginger just smells amazing. And as you can see, it's browning up nicely. And you can see all the steam evaporating off it. Tofu has got a lot of water in it. So in terms of making it nice and kind of crunchy and crispy to eat, you just want to get a bit of time in the pan to let that water escape. And it just firms up the tofu somewhat. So here's going well. So a little bit of a flip. So don't forget to keep turning. I'll turn the heat down a bit, so we don't want to burn it. So that'll probably take about 5 to 7 minutes, and we'll come back and check on it shortly. So there's two more jobs done. Okay, buckwheat. So buckwheat's a really nice breakfast grain, and you cook it pretty much the same as rice. So the recipe for that, which I've probably drummed into you a few times, is 2-to-1. So we're going to do 1 cup of buckwheat. And it's quite a nutty thing. You can make pancakes with buckwheat flour and things. It's quite nice. So 1 cup of that to 2 cups of boiling water that we would have boiled beforehand. So make sure you're thinking ahead of yourself. If you're going to do rice or buckwheat in your meal, get the jug on, or the kettle, depending on what you call it in your country, and have boiling water or very hot water available, and that just saves another 5 minutes worth of things getting up to temperature. So using the absorption mesh so the lid goes on, better turn the gas on. This is quite a stove intensive, got the wrong one there. Here we go, got the right one. So when it comes to the boil and it starts bubbling, we then turn it down. And buckwheat's really quick, it's probably around about 10 minutes or so, so make sure you keep an eye on it so it doesn't burn. So let's keep an eye on all these things. Let's keep them stirring. We don't want anything to stick and burn. And investing in a really good non-stick fry pan is really, really worthwhile as well. You can use less oil and things don't burn as much. It's a really, really good thing to do. So look at that. As you can see, we've got plenty of colours happening. So everything is well underway and in control. If you've just joined us on Cook 30, we are making a supercharged savoury breakfast bowl. All my favourite breakfast ingredients in one dish. We have honey ginger tofu, sweet potato O'Brien, Mediterranean vegetables, and black beans, a toasted nutmeg mix, and buckwheat. And to finish it off, my most favourite smoothie ever, a blueberry power shake. Okay, next job, we want to do a nice nut and seed sprinkle, which just makes any meal delicious. So we've got a little pan here. And these little pans are just amazing. Make sure you've got a couple of them in your cupboard. A little non-stick pan, they're just really nice to get out and just do quick heating up of things. And you just throw them in the dishwasher, and they're just really low maintenance. So we'll just turn that on to high. And we're going to just toast up a few cashew nuts. We're going to put in some pumpkin seeds. So you probably want around about 1.5 cups total of your favourite nuts and seeds. Got some sesame seeds. And we're just going to dry roast these, so we just want to be really careful we don't burn them, so they're going to cook quite quickly. So I'll just turn the gas down to quite low, and we'll come back to those shortly. Meanwhile, these guys are looking good, aren't they? Look at that. Just give them a bit of a toss around. Whoops, one jumped in the tofu. There we go. And this tofu, let's just have a look at this. It's quite dry now. Oh, I'll grab that one. That just says, eat me. That is really, really good. I'll put a little bit more drizzle of honey on it. A little bit more sweetness. But that is a really, really nice tofu, ginger, honey mixture mingle. It's just wonderful. So it's done now, so I'm just gonna park that. Because we want to use that gas for something else. And I'm just gonna cook the black beans up. So the black beans are really simple. It's just a can of black beans. I mean, you can make your own if you want. But black beans are lovely, so we'll just open these. And just drain out the water. And just simply plop them in the pan, like that. It's quite funny, at my cafes one day, I wasn't there, my staff told me, we had a black turtle bean stew that we had on our menu one day. And someone came and ordered, went and had a look at it, and they were actually really, really concerned when they saw the black turtle bean stew, because they were really concerned that we were selling turtle meat. So in my country, they sometimes call black beans black turtle beans, so it was actually quite a funny story of someone who thought that we sold turtle, but we don't, they're just black turtle beans. So I'm just gonna heat these guys up just a little bit. I'm just gonna add a little bit of interesting kind of saltiness to it, just add a little bit of soy sauce or tamari, this is tamari. Just probably just a couple of teaspoons, just to give it a bit of extra punch. So it'll take a few minutes to go there. Just give this guy a bit of a wriggle on. I think this is actually probably almost done. Let's have a look. Yep, look at that. The zucchini are just starting to brown and the tomatoes are just starting to fall apart, but everything's nice and hot. We don't really want to cook it any more from there. So that's pretty much ready to go, just needs a little bit of garnishing. So I'll put it back there, turn the flame off, and that one is pretty much done. Harrow nuts going. Let's give them another little bit of a toss. And this guy here, how's the buckwheat going? Yep, looking really good. You can see the steam vents appearing in there. Yep, I think all the moisture's gone, so we're gonna turn it off. So give it a bit of a tilt. If no moisture, there's a little bit of moisture there, we'll give it another minute or so. So you wanna basically cook it until there's no water left in the pot. So everything's going well. Look at that. My experience in hospitality kind of started from a young age. I always used to like going out to family dinners. I remember one time on a Sunday afternoon, we were going to go to my grandmother's place for dinner at 5 p.m. And we enjoyed going to our grandparents' place for a meal when often other relatives were there as well. And I was just waiting to go, and I thought, I can't wait any longer. And I was about 10 at this stage. And so I actually went round the house, snuck around, and I moved all the clocks 1 hour forward. I snuck and changed my mum's watch, the watch on the stove, the clock in the lounge, even the clocks in the car as well, so that every single clock was 1 hour forward. So anyway, we get to about, I think it was around about 4 o'clock on the clocks. Mum was like, well, we've got to go, time is running away. So we actually went and turned up my grandparents' place 1 hour early, and they weren't ready, wondering why we were there so early. Then my mum kind of looked around and gave me the look and like gave me the big Jeremy speech and figured out what I'd done. So yeah, always like socialising and eating with family and friends, so that's a funny story from my childhood. How are these going? Look, they're getting a bit browner now. So we're gonna add some extra things, and these things don't need as much toasting, so we've got some sesame seeds, which toast up nicely. And I'm also gonna add a bit of coconut. And coconut's really nice when it's, just turn this up a bit, when it is in flakes and things. So you can actually buy these coconut flakes. So we're gonna add some of those as well. And it's got a really nice, interesting texture. Look at that. And there's nothing like a bit of toasted coconut, toasted sesame seed for some really nice flavors. You can kind of hear the nuts kind of crackling as they're getting hot. So this is quite hot, even though it doesn't look like it. So you need to keep turning them reasonably quickly. And one thing I find hard to find in America is that a lot of the coconut you find is actually full of sugar. It's very hard to find a packet of coconut that's just coconut. And the amount of sugar they have in them is not just like, you know, 5 or 10%, but sometimes 30 or 40% of your bag of coconut can be sugar, and then only, you know, 60% coconut. So make sure you hunt really hard and find the supermarkets that stock all the good stuff. We just seem to have a world and a country that seems bent on just getting everything, getting as much sugar into things as possible, which is really, you know, really bad for your processed sugar, is really bad for disease and your health as well. So try and avoid those things. This is coming along, warming up. So I think most of our components are almost done. So what we'll do shortly is we'll get the smoothie underway, and then the most exciting part, which is putting it all together on the plate. So we're doing a blueberry smoothie, so we need some frozen blueberries, and I'll grab some almond milk. And this is just a great smoothie. It's just got lovely ingredients, and it's great for breakfast because it's full of so many lovely things. So get blender out, and we're just going to put in 1.5 cups of milk. I'm using almond milk, but use whatever kind of healthy milk you like the best. I'm going to put in around about 2 cups of blueberries, a little bit of honey. I'm going to put in 2 bananas, the riper the better. So we're making enough for 4 people, so if you're only making it for 1 or 2, you can halve or quarter this recipe. And the secret ingredient for this is avocado. Avocado in smoothies are just wow. So 1/2 avocado, throw it in like that. Now you probably don't want to tell people that you've got avocado in your smoothies because it kind of has a bit of a more of a savoury toast, but just give it to them, and when they love it, then you can tell them. But if you tell them up front you've got an avocado smoothie coming, they might not like it. Flaxseed, which are ground up linseeds, so we're putting in 2 tablespoons of that, and that's a really great protein source. And also we're going to put in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, and these help, both of these ingredients help swell up the smoothie and make it nice and thick, and they've just got amazing health benefits as well. And I think that's all the ingredients. Oh, cooked quinoa is the next ingredient. And whenever you cook quinoa, whether you use rice, whenever you cook these kind of grains, cook more than you need, put it in the fridge, and you can use it the next day in a smoothie or a stir fry or something. So it's always really, really good to have extra grains around. And this will give a really good whole grain to this. So we're putting in around about probably 3/4 of a cup, or about that much there. So as you can see, we've got grains, we've got protein, we've got the flax seeds, we've got the fruit. So everything is in there, lining up to be not only a great tasting smoothie, but a very nutritional one too. And in fact, this could almost be just for breakfast as well. So you just have this on its own without all the other stuff as well. But we're going to have everything today anyway. That's really exciting. Now, garnish is really important. Oops. So I'll get some blueberries out for garnish. There we go. Simple as that. I'm just going to pour it into these nice glasses here. Look at that. And just the chia seeds will actually start to swell, and the flax seeds, so that'll actually thicken as it kind of waits a bit. And it's just a really creamy, full-bodied smoothie. I always manage to get a naughty drip somewhere. There we go. Not quite even, but that's okay. And to garnish them, you just want to just make it special. So let's put just a couple of blueberries on top. Just like that. It's probably about 5 or 6 per 1. Just drop them on. You don't want to kind of place them too delicately. And just a little sprinkle of chia seeds. And these just look really cool. Whoops, I might just do it with my fingers. Just a little few chia seeds like that. And these are just smoothies that are just, it's my favourite smoothie. So that's all done and ready to go. Now the exciting part is the plate up. Got a nice big bowl here, and we're going to throw everything together on this plate now before we eat. This is the bowl concept. So firstly, we've got this delicious sweet potato O'Brien. And this is just really delicious, so we're just going to just spoon this off here. And it's really nice clustering stuff, so we're not going to mix it together, but we're going to kind of create little sections in the bowl to kind of make a really nice sectional kind of bowl thing happening. We've got our black beans, so we'll put vegetables on next. You kind of want to start with your big things. And you kind of want contrasting colours on different sides, not next to each other. So there's our lovely Mediterranean vegetables. Here's the tofu. We'll put that there. There we go. Ta-da. And we've got the black beans. that. And we've got the buckwheat here. Now, everything else is really flavoursome, so it's sometimes nice just to have something simple and plain like buckwheat. So we could flavour it up, but it's just going to be fine as it is. So we'll just put a little bit of, little amount of buckwheat there, so we've got some nice whole grains. There we go. Finish it off with some lime wedges. And I might put some avocado on there if you want to as well. And this is just looking amazing. And of course, a bit of cilantro to finish it off and garnish it. And that ends up with a really nice looking breakfast bowl. Look at that. Oh, don't forget the seeds as well, so a bit of that in the middle. And there you have a delicious breakfast bowl. You are going to absolutely love it. I know you're going to love the supercharged savoury breakfast bowl with all these wonderful flavours. Thank you for joining me in Cook 30, and I look forward to seeing you next time.